Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. Gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. It is Mindful Monday, and I hope everyone out there had a victorious day. We're going to make it short and sweet. Angie will be on with us, and then we might be switching up the format. We're not quite sure on that, but we have a lot of other exciting things happening. But, you know, we all have to be victors out here. It's about being victorious, not being defeated, not retreating, and never pulling back. And, you know, a victor is one whose life shines with faith. Emerson once, one of the favorite writers of my youth, once said, that which benefits us is cheerfulness and courage and the endeavor to realize our aspirations, to advance toward our dreams cheerfully, to courageously work toward achieving them. This is what gives sublime meaning and value to our lives. So we have to get out there and keep doing what we're doing. You know, today was the last day to register to vote. You know, so many people have been voting out there. Things have been happening. All kind of crazy stuff. That's why I say take that ballot to the post office, okay, and drop it in the box. Because, you know, they have a schedule of how they pick up everything. And I don't know about those unmanned boxes out there, people setting fires to the ballots and doing everything they need to do. So it might be a little inconvenience for you, but drop it in the box at the post office. They have scheduled pickup times, and they have trucks moving out, and that mail will move out and get to its destination. Before we bring AG on, I'll just play you a little bit of this just to shake you up a little bit. We'll be right back. That's right. We're going to all live together as one. We're going to dance, sing, and our voices will ring out together. November 3rd, let's get out there, all you change agents, and become change makers. We have AG on the line with us this evening. AG, are you here? Are you here?
Hello. Hello, and good evening.
Hello.
Well, I tell you, it is a lot going on. It's a lot going on. It's so funny. I just got to share this. It's hilarious. So, you know how when you go into a store and, you know, you might have had to set them straight about something. And it's like, you know, in some case scenarios, you know, people forget you. And in some case scenarios, they remember you. But when it gets a little bit, you know, how do you get it, peculiar or just dead on, like, yeah, they got your mug shot in the back, sis, because before you even say a word, they're like, hello, how you doing? I'm like, oh, how you know? You know, yeah, you know, this is you, right? I'm like, yeah, but how you know? I remember talking to you before. Oh, you talked before I even said anything. I said, sweetie, so what kind of information you got on me? You know, I'm on the end of your birthday. You sure you don't know that? I know they had a little card saying, when you see this lady, you got a little red light pass up. Be nice. Be nice to this lady. Because you don't want to say stupid stuff to this lady, because this lady is smart. You know, it's like, oh, and then checking out, you know, now they're all iffy-tiffy, you know, about their little cleaning stuff. So the first time I ever seen peroxide wipes, I thought that was unique. So, you know, he only let me have Lysol wipe, you know, one per customer. It used to be two, now it's just one. Okay, all right. And I think he was trying to discourage me because I said, how much is that one? I went there, that Lysol wipe. Yeah, too much, you know, it's like $8. And I'm like, okay. And then I said, well, let me have one of those down there, you know, down there. And he gave me one, and I said, because there was only one other one left, and I said, well, you know, you said I could only have one of that one. I said, so can I have, you know, another one? And then he looked behind him and looked down and saw there was only one left, and then he kind of said, you could tell by his face, you know, because he had a mask on. I'm looking at his eyes, and he's like, yeah. I'm like, no, it's not on that one, too. It's only on that one. I said, yeah, I would like to have that other one, please. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's just hilarious how people got to be on pins and needles about things that you need. You know, you don't even know. They don't even know, like, what your financial situation is or, you know, what's your medical reasoning behind having something. You know, I'm telling everybody, you know, get your first aid kits, you know, together. And, yeah, you know, you got to, because they had their hand sanitizer tank so bad I swear it must have melted down to my bones. I can't wait to wash it off with some soap. It was so strong and crazy. I was like, this stinks like ooh. This is like moodoo-foodoo. This stuff you seem like, and then everybody, you know, people start listening when you say, you know what, this is like, you know, well, dang, you know, this is like, you might as well just put a bottle of Clorox up here and have us squirt it on our hands. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Right.
It smells. You
right.
Know? So, it was like, I don't know, but you just got to, you know, be careful, my friends, and play it smart. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, we all don't need to, out there trying to, you know, take what you need, you know, and if you need to, like I did, you know, get to.
Mm-hmm.
But if you need, you know, less, you know, then get less, because you want to share, because sharing is caring. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Ooh-wee. This is closer than close, honey. This big old truck trying to get in here on me. I need to go on and move my little mirror, but there's a situation on Elm Street. You know, the
situation on
Elm. I mean, it's like I can't even get the heck out. I mean, this is ridiculous. But they nice. I know they nice enough to they'll move if I, you know, tell them that I need to get on out.
but I was, you know. I don't know if they're moving in or moving out. I got to bring in something, but I mean, they got one of those, I think it's the 19-footers.
Mm-hmm.
He's all the way to the gate now. But, you know, today is just so much going on. And like you say, you know, people burning up stuff and protesting. And it's really going to be very, very crazy, my friends. Be careful.
Oh, yeah.
Be careful, be careful, be alert. You see something, say something. Don't try to be, you know, hero.
Right.
Because, you know, the very person that might look appear that they don't have a weapon, they are people are arming. There's more and more people that their, you know, their minds, you know, their minds ain't, you know, right, because they get confused and with all this political stuff, and then, you know, more and more people are showing up homeless on the streets because they don't want to give nobody no stimulus that's going to help people stay in their homes. It was so many people out in the market today because, if you're not aware, they went on and gave some more, extended, you know, the pandemic food stamps.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, so many people out there hungry. And it's like, it was just amazing. I haven't seen that many people out in years, for a minute anyway. So it's like, you know, people are, you know, picking up cleaning stuff. I'm looking in their baskets and, you know, they're stacking up. You know, I know there's going to be a lot of Halloween meals. You know, I understand the little ones might be a little bit perturbed, and a lot of us, you know, little ones within our adult self. You know, about this holiday season. But you know what? Move very cautiously. Be careful in your decision making. Your loved ones will love you even longer while you're living longer. It's okay.
That's right.
Not to see them this time around. Find a way to do a Zoom. Find a way to, you know, take pictures and send them to each other. Find a way to communicate. Send cards. You don't have to, no. Get those gift cards, put them in the mail. That's Christmas. You know,
mm-hmm.
Let them go buy the stuff that they want. Pick out, hey, what store you need some tools? Okay, Home Depot gift card, here it comes. You've got to be careful, my friend, because, you know, all these traps they setting people up, making you feel, you know, like it's okay. The numbers do not play.
That's true.
Really, really filling up these funeral yards. Really, 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 truly are. If they're not coming in and shot up on a slab or stabbed up or in an accident or something major or from medical reasons, even including COVID, you know, it's no joke, my friends. You know, look into your legacy, legacies that, you know, things you want to change that leave some, you know, if you're struggling with fighting with those terrible demons that we sometimes flare up in us, fight them. Change your legacy, because you don't know how much longer you have to do that. You reach out to somebody. You might be forgot about what it was you had your indifferences with, or you have the right to agree to disagree, but that doesn't have to shut off your love. It doesn't have to shut off your forgiveness and change your forgiveness to forgiveness in your heart to heart and heart. You know, be open-minded. Be appreciative. Be grateful. Be graceful. Don't forget. Don't just love God when he bless you with a couple of coins. You know, don't be just looking for God and thinking, oh, I'm blessed because I got, you know, I came into some money. No.
Right.
You see, we are images of this wonderful being. He's got feelings. You don't just tell him when I need something, I'll reach out and thank you. No, because he knows before you get there where you're going. So when you have somebody like that in your corner, talk to him. Talk to him. He gave up someone very special for you to be here, whether you believe it or not, or, you know, whether you have your own source of belief. Somebody had to do some kind of sacrificing to be here around in 2020. Believe me, it's been a lot going on. If you followed any history, if you don't, go and dig up some history. A lot of stuff. We've had family members that been strung up by rope, beat by chains, couldn't even breathe anymore, ribs broken, And we've even had some legacies pass with some of these wounds
right.
on their own bodies.
Right.
So you have to understand that history is not just history for history, my friends. History repeats itself.
Mm.
Okay? So that means that basically, if we came from a beautiful garden, as the story is I heard, we're going to go back there eventually. So have hope. Don't give up. Hold on to your hope. Dig deep into your faith. Dig deep into yourself. If you need time with yourself to build yourself up, get around positive people. Get around some people that's going to show you, you know, hey, you know, mentor you in a different way, and challenge your last direction. Challenge everything, and make sure that your challenge that is being met is for the better of you instead of the better of those behind you, and for the appreciation of those ahead of you. You see, you got to come on out, and you know this is a good time to bring out those creative juices, because jobs are scarce, companies are folding. So this is time, my friends, time. If you've been sitting on an idea to improve something or just to start it yourself, step out on faith, step out on yourself and believe in yourself and say, hey, this can happen. It's not going to happen overnight. But if you believe and it's strong enough, and if you have the drive and the willpower and all the tools, and if you're still grabbing at tools to make your situation better and whatever you're trying to achieve, continue to do so. Move around those blockers. Don't sit there and wait and think, oh, you know, this and that one, you know, they're hating of this and that one. You know, it ain't time for hating. It ain't time for hating. Congratulate yourself, doggone it. You don't need nobody else to congratulate you. You looking
no,
at me and you proud of what you see, doggone it? Hey, party of one. Party of one.
What do you call it?
Those gates are open. You
party
don't go
of
down
one.
There uno más, honey. It's not who comes aside of you or behind you. Because when you're in that judgment chair, it's not going to be, well, what do you think? And having a pulsation of group session on about your behaviors and your decisions. No, it's about you. So those imperfections that you're struggling with, that you're trying to work out and iron out, know that it's only going to improve and better you. And those who are watching upon the way, it also may encourage them to see a different way or find a better way.
Yes.
So make songs that celebrate you. Be proud of yourself. Tell yourself every day. And I tell you, it makes a difference, my friend. I love me. Love you. Tell it every day. Don't go to bed without telling yourself you love yourself. Tell somebody else, even if they don't tell you, they love you back, because you love yourself enough. And that, know that it's going to be all right. You see, success is not for everybody. Goals is not for everybody. Desires. Leadership, moving, is not for everybody. Some people mentally can't take or stand the amount that your brain can take or the speed and energy that you may have to supersede yourself even within your own goals. So the goals that you are seeing yourself achieve, be proud, be brave, pursue. Don't stop. Don't slow down. Continue doing what you're doing. If it's for the better good of yourself and for the community and the life of others.
That's
if
right.
you have
good.
An idea is all anybody else could ever look for another human being or a suggestion. Now, opinions, now mind you, don't get yourself stuck on automatically giving an opinion when not asked. Just sometimes people are ready to hear what you got to say. So wait for it to be asked and save that knowledge for some ears and hearts that are waiting for it to be given. Yes, I've helped and mentored and assisted several people in my lifetime, and I continue to do so to the best of my ability. I am not no scholar. I'm not no healer, or I'm not no goddess of gods or special powers or anything like that. But I do try to use the thing that was given to me naturally. My ears are there for hearing. My heart is here for feeling. My brain is here for thinking. So, you know, just because even those that's in my past or my near close, you know, they're in this vicinity, but, you know, I don't, you know, they're there, you know. But see, sometimes, you know, space is needed and required so that you can grow, so that they can grow, so that they can grow and see where your growth is, to appreciate who you are trying to turn yourself into. So don't be afraid sometimes to step back a little bit. Give yourself some breathing space. Don't say, oh, I got to give you some breathing. You got to do it for yourself.
That's right.
You see? And if someone really, really cares about you, or really, 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 really just wants the utmost best and has the utmost respect for you and what values is good for you, not necessarily saying that they need to inculcate and pick up and glue themselves to your values, no. But to reach out and congratulate somebody, let somebody cut you in line, just smile, you know, just get your mask before you put it on and get some lipstick or get a Sharpie. Draw on that doggone thing and put a smile on it and just and put hi. I'm smiling
put,
at you. Something,
put a smile
write
on
your
and
rhinestones.
Right.
Write your message on those throwaways. Write it on a white, plain white one. Just put a permanent smile on there, you know, and say, this too shall pass. Be safe. Remind somebody. I've reminded somebody with my eyeballs. They walking in the same place I am. I'm with my eyeballs. Then they be like, oh, and they pull it out their purse or their pocket, honey. No. Yeah, we gotta do it. We gotta be gingerly. Don't be bum rushing nobody. They don't want to wear no mask to the party, honey. Don't do it. And remember, brush them teeth. Brush your teeth.
Definitely.
Tell you that doggone mask is gonna remind you all day long what you forgot to do. Keep a little bottle of Listerine in your car, some kind of mouth, you know, your mouth getting dry, whatnot, from breathing in your own breath. I'm sure, you know, you're getting cotton mouth too. You know, not just medicine gives you that. Drink a lot of water. Keep yourself hydrated so that a lot of those impurities, you know, that's going on in these germs and whatnot, these viruses can go right through you. So I've said a few people that I've mentored in getting more water. They're feeling better and they're thanking me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all. I'm just praying and hoping for people just get a little bit healthier and try it. You just might like it because, you know, it's get your health right, get your sleep right, get your exercise, you know, because bones and joints, you know, they got to get the nutrients that they need for them to continue to work for you. You think later I can sit down, I'll do a push-up tomorrow. I'll be able to get around for a while. You know, yeah, well, you don't know. Wait, one day you start walking and that knee goes, hey, you be like, hold up. Yeah, okay, well, maybe I need to stretch up while I walk you a little something.
Yeah.
But whatever your body's telling you, whatever your mind is telling you, whatever you need to feed, get a good book, get a good friend that, you know, say, hey, we're going to get a book, and we're going to read, you know, and then we'll share something about a story with somebody. Now, I'm not saying cheat and go get you a 10-page book and let them get them a 1,000-page book. I'm saying she's on up and up now. You know, those who can read past high school level, you know, come on now. Get a little something to add to the, you know, brain cells of somebody else. Say, you know what? I think I'll try the little book thing, you know. I recently, not too long ago, mostly since this COVID, I do read books to strike my interest, you know. I just do. But tell you one thing. I never knew how much it makes you feel, I asked somebody, I think it was one of my doctors, you know, what is it about reading out loud that mm-hmm. makes you, give you energy and makes you happy? I literally was happy. And it was like, wow, because you know what? And then sometimes you might be wondering what you sound like. You know, fuck out how you sound. Listen to your, oh, I now felt like that. Oh, people be hearing me talk like that. Oh, I need to open up an English book. Because I must have forgot. I know I have on some words and some phrases. You know, they got a game now testing your brains. Which there go this go foul. I'm like, oh. You know, luckily I've been getting them, but I'm like, wow. Ain't that a wrinkle in time? I got to get another book and refresh myself. But, you know, just think wisely, my friends, and hug yourself, congratulate yourself, love yourself. And those of you struggling with your children, whether they're being removed from your homes,
yeah,
and you're waiting earnestly for them to come home, please do what you got to do, whether it's classes, whatever it is. Don't be mad at the child. Don't be mad at the other person. You ain't got time for that. You want to get that baby back home safe before anything majorly corrupt happens. So
right,
you get out and do, give you that list, start on it the very next day. Don't make no excuses. I can't, no, make room. Make room for your babies. See, these children, they getting in the mix of all this stuff, and they getting all mixed up, and their signals are off, you know, and they're doing these vaping, picking up these vaping sticks and smoking that more and getting into weed and flipping into stuff and drinking a little sippy-sippy. You know, lock up your stuff, my friends. Lock them up. These babies do not need that alcohol. They don't need to be smoking all that. They need to hold on to whatever brain cells they got to get to school.
That's right. The brain cells.
They can't be logging in on the Zoom and thinking, oh, the class, the teacher ain't gonna see me go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm,
yeah, they can. Hello, and they will call your parents. So, you got to get a couple of teaspoons or tablespoons of coffee. I don't say drink whole coffee, but it is. Okay, my friends, I did research on this. It's okay to give your children a small cup of coffee to, you know, get that alertness going. You know, just like you need it. Hey, kids do too sometimes. Well, even if they go to bed on time, sometimes that sluggish thing is, everybody gets that brain fart, as they call them.
Well, the schedules are off and everything is off. The body clock is off.
Thank
everything
you, Linda.
Is
absolutely
going through readjustment.
Absolutely.
So it's same thing with, you know, everybody's going through a readjustment period. So your immune system is off, your body clock is off, you're out of balance, you know. It's just a lot of stuff happening. A lot of young adults, you know, they miss their friends. They go into anxiety attacks, you know. And
oh, my God. Even my pet, my dog got anxiety.
Yeah.
I found out today. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
They go, and I feel that way because we're all natural. I blast my music and get the wiggling around. You think I'm, I go from the ice skater to the pole dancer if I have to. Okay, in less than 20 minutes.
Say, oh, Lord, I might have to get back on the pole by myself.
That's
I'm
what I'm saying.
I'm these prices are scary. I have to get back on the pole.
Oh, yeah. You can, and when, especially if you're a spa enthusiast like me, I'm a massage buff. I like to have that toxin, you know, that blood moving through the body, and, you know, everything. Massages are very therapeutic, you know, they're wellness, and you can't get to that you got to, you know, you're rubbing on your own knee, or, you know, you're trying to find somebody to take care of it because you don't really want anybody coming in. They have like persons. I have friends that they'll come to your home and stuff. But I'm still social distancing, so I have to learn how to rub my own ankle or find that doctor that can give that treatment. You know, that can get in there, because we have to keep it moving. And we're adults. We've been moving a long time, but children, they also have to move. Young adults need to play. You know, that high energy, all that energy is bundled up in there. So I'm sort of like standing in the middle. We want the schools to open back up. Yeah, you want Johnny to bring it home to Grandpa? You know, I understand that. But this, we need to get a handle on this. We know you want the schools back up. But you're really not thinking here, you know, because you don't know who's in that classroom with Johnny. You don't know.
Yeah.
What's going on? A lot of persons have told me, you should keep foster kids. I said, can't keep foster kids, can't do that, because I'll be on my way to Vegas and the baby will still be in the bathtub. They have to pick them up at a certain time. They got to all go home. But now, with our pandemic, you know, keep all of the doctors and the nurses' kids, because if they come here, they're going to stay here till they get 21. They can't go home.
Yeah.
They come in the door here.
Absolutely.
That's it. They cannot go home with
you
mama.
See them and you're going to better get your room. You get over and sit over there and look at your pants and kiss them all on the phone.
That's right.
Absolutely.
That's because if they come here, they'll be 21 before they leave. I talk to the bird. I talk to the fish to do what I have to do. At this particular time, people say, oh, well, you know, you don't want to be in you not long. I'm a loner anyway, so it don't matter. I talk to my plant, my bird every day. Okay, been doing that for years. But the persons that live in my home, they know how to come in and come out, okay? And they're mm-hmm. like, they know the routine. So you come up in here every day or whatever. You got your roommates, your relatives or whatever. They know what to do. Otherwise, they're not coming across that threshold. I don't care what's going on out there. So it's a little bit different, mm-hmm. but yet still you still have to go out and deal with other people. Well, you know, we're going to kind of switch it up. I got some good information today. I'll be sharing that with you. I got some directives, so we'll talk about that. But, Angie, you know, you have the type of heart. When you said, you know, you got your ear to hear, your heart to heal, and your brain to think. I like that. Okay, because that's really what it takes to, you know, to, like, be here for one another. It's so much craziness, and those who don't want to reach out or those who don't want to, you know, people are very, very stubborn. But you look at a stubborn individual as that's the way they've always been, and they've just been wearing a mask. So, you know, it's time for them to peel off that onion skin, okay? And you put them in one category, and you make sure that, like you say, you surround yourself with that positivity, because if you keep it positive, you make it happen. And on that note, Angie, we know we'll talk to you on Friday. And you'll be back with us. I want you to be safe out there. I'm going to play my song. I like Tracy Chapman. You know, she kind of out there. But I'm going to put Tracy Chapman on to take us out of here. So I'd like for you to tell the listeners that you'll see them on Friday. And we're going to give them Tracy to think about in her material word. Listeners, this is Short and Sweet, Mindful Monday. Angie is giving you some information. Remember that party of one. And always mentor the young adults out there. Please mentor them and hug and love yourself. And on that note, we're going to call it an evening. Here we go, Angie. We love you. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good one.
Another form of slavery and a whole man-made
name.
You know what? I just had to play that because that has a lot going on out there. And you know, I'd like to tell you one thing. When we have such things as money, fame, and material possessions, after a fleeting satisfaction, something that can be called, that's relative happiness. However, when we transform our lives eternally and internally, when we develop within ourselves a brilliant inner palace, then we can be said to have established absolute happiness. If we develop a state of mind as vast as a recipient and a magnificent palace, then nothing, no matter where we go or what we may encounter in life, can undermine or destroy our happiness. See, there's relative happiness out there, and there's absolute happiness out there. And you have to understand both of them so that you can appreciate them both and keep yourself in balance. Let's take it on.
Today. Oh, I so many things that held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shirts together, gonna polish up our act. Well, and if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.